Hello, everybody.
I'm Amy.
And I'm Haley.
And this is the Amy and Haley podcast. This week,
book review.
Six Crimson
Cranes by Elizabeth Lim.
Not to be confused with Six of Crows.
Oh, that's why when we were first talking about this, when we were, I kept thinking Six Crimson Crows. And now I know why. Good point.
For me, I kept thinking Six of Cranes.
So we were like on the same wavelength, but like different.
Yeah.
Okay, so
to start off, like we always start off, Let's rate this book.
Let's rate it. Ready?
Three, two, one. Five stars.
So I rated it 5 stars, and Amy rated it 4. And for people who haven't read it, this is like a YA fantasy book.
That is based in Asia.
That's all you need to know. And so it's about this princess who gets cursed. And basically she's trying to break the curse. I feel like sort of sums it up.
Yes, that's a good way to do it. And she is in this magical world. So it's not... I don't remember if a few seconds ago you said it was magical.
No, I know. I was like, did I say fantasy? I don't think I did.
I zoned out.
I was thinking that too. I was like, did I say it? I was like, no, I don't think so.
So it's a fantasy book.
Yes. I really liked it.
Yeah, 5 stars.
Yeah. Okay, so that ends the non-spoiler version of this.
Here's the spoilers.
Yes. If you wanted to read this, if that synopsis we just gave you sounded good, then you should read it before listening to the rest, because that ends now.
Okay, roll with it.
It really reminded me of Graceling, and I really, really like that book, so.
Which is funny, because the person who wrote Graceling is on the review,
I don't know, I was like, yeah. I was really excited when I saw that, and I was like, if she rated it good, then it must be good. And for me, this was, like, a really good palate cleanser. I feel like I've been reading too much, like, romance slash other stuff that I kind of wanted something, like, fresh and light, and this really did the trick. So, yeah, that was really, really good to read, I think.
I think it was just, I agree, it was a refreshing adventure where I loved the main character. I thought she was so great, because a lot of the times in YA novels, now that I'm reading new adult fiction and YA, sometimes I get annoyed with the character because I say, you are so annoying, always doing these things or complaining about these things. But I loved the main character and how she was really strong-willed, and her curiosity really propels her into the story, and really that's how like it takes off, and you feel like you are a part of that journey. So I really like that.
Yeah, and she was really strong, and I like in the book she keeps telling herself, you can do this, like this is nothing, and that, you know. Yeah, so she creates this strong character that we can like. I also liked the mythological aspect of it, I guess, because it was, I think, like stories that I've read in some of our books that we have with, like, the Japanese myths, with, yeah, the, like, Lady in the Moon, and I was yeah.
And I think, like, because it is based on this, is it Japanese?
Chinese? No, I was just saying, oh, okay. Yeah,
I was like, is it Japanese?
No, because I assume that these myths, like, go through
Asia.
Yeah, but I was like, the ones that I've read are Japanese.
Well, I like it also because in Asian cultures, they are very focused on family and honor, right? Think Mulan. And so the story really focuses on her main goal of being able to help her brothers, right? And so her brothers are cursed and they become these cranes. And she, I feel that she doesn't really think of herself, where she's also cursed, but her goal is to do anything she can to get to her brothers, to free her brothers, and then she's thinking about her dad, and she's worried about her home, and I think that really ties everything together, and it makes you feel more grounded when you're reading the book.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and especially because I feel like in other stories, they're more fighting for their country, and this time it was more she was fighting for her family.
Mm-hmm. What do you think for you, like, gave that extra star, the 5-star honor for this book?
I just think it was, there wasn't anything necessarily I didn't like.
Mm.
Like, is there something you didn't like?
I think for me, it was just the oomph. For my 5 stars, I need the oomph.
I need no oomph whatsoever. I liked it, and there wasn't anything bad. And I was like, I would 100% read that again. Like, Graceling, I've read many times.
Me too.
And I was like, yeah, that warrants the 5 stars.
Yeah. So if you've, if you read this and you haven't read Graceling, you should read Graceling while we're on that topic.
And I feel like I haven't read a good YA fantasy novel in a while. And so maybe that's also why I rated it 5 stars. It was like, yeah. That fit a niche that I think I've been missing.
And right from the beginning, it hooked you in where she has to go and meet her betrothed.
Mm-hmm.
And then she runs away, she falls into the lake, and then the dragon. Oh, I love the dragon.
Yes. But you're right, the whole book, it was like, because when you're the one who introduced it to me, that you're like, oh, I just checked this out from the library, and then I was like, I looked it up, and I read the synopsis, and I was like, oh, that sounds really good, I'll read it too after, because I was like, that sounds really good, but I forgot what it was about, and so when I rented it from the library, and I was like, oh, I have to read this, because we're doing a podcast on it, I was like, oh, okay, I'll, like, read it, and then I read the synopsis again, and I was like, wait, this seems really good, I'm gonna read it right now. I was like, oh, yeah. That was great. Good recommendation, Amy.
Thank you, TikTok. It was actually when I first got into book talk.
Really?
So this was at the bottom of my TBR list. And with my goal that I've been talking about, where I want to finish the entire list, I said I need to stop from the top and start from the bottom.
You finished?
No, like,
oh, you started,
like, a new
from
strategy.
Oh, wow.
To spice it up.
Oh, that's exciting.
Which is why this book came up. Or else I would have never gotten to it.
Well, I'm glad you did. Right?
Yeah,
me
too.
Really, really good.
Yeah, and so, okay, I love the dragon immediately when we first met him.
I was suspicious.
You were suspicious?
Mm-hmm.
I was like, this guy's so cool.
I was like, this can't be right. Whenever a character meets someone, like, in a pond or, I feel like, a lake or something like that, they are suspicious automatically. I'm like, you came out of nowhere? Interesting. But go on.
And I also thought that the dragon was going to be a love interest.
Yeah. I mean, I think in the second book, potentially.
Mm.
Wait, you don't think so?
Well, maybe the author will frame it like that. But based on what happened in this book, I think it solidifies the main character and the guy. What's his name?
Really?
Yeah, they were like...
Takan?
Takan. Prince Takan.
Is that how you pronounce it?
Hopefully.
Taken?
Nope. Definitely Takan.
Okay, great.
Yes. I'm looking at all the names again. It's been a while since I read this book.
Shuri?
Mm-hmm. Hasho? Her favorite brother.
Okay.
Raikama? Stepmother. Kiki the crane! The little paper crane?
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Yes. Oh, wait, okay, so you don't think it solidifies that they're endgame?
Okay, they may be endgame, but I think... I mean, actually, maybe not. Because, obviously, I feel like she's setting it up for a love triangle. And especially because in this, obviously, they ended it on a cliffhanger that she's going to go help out the dragons.
Yeah.
That is 100% going to be a plotline of that romance. Are you serious?
No, but I was thinking that, okay, yes... The next book might be the plot line, the dragon and the girl, right?
Yeah.
As they planted the seed in the beginning. But Prince Takan was so kind to her. What a kind soul the whole time. Even when she had a bull on her head. And he didn't even know her. Before, you know, like when he went into that village where she was working.
But that's because they spent time together. Absence can sometimes make the heart forget.
That's true.
When she's spending all that time with the dragon, whose name is...
Seryu. Sir-you. Sir-you.
Oh, okay.
Do you like the dragon and her together? Are you shipping anyone? Because I feel like we always have false ships.
I know! Right? That's like, when you everything. Say, like, oh, absolutely, they're going to end up together, I'm like, I wouldn't bet on it. Because too many times, we have been burned. But here's the problem.
We are burned a lot.
Is that he, I feel like, is too sweet of a character to be the end love interest. Because I feel like they always go for someone who's, like, a little rebel. Right? But
Hunger Games, Peeta. Right. Peeta is a kind soul.
Kind of, but if you think of Gale, how initially he was sort of depicted as this guy who was helping out her family and helping her hunt. He was, described as the boy next door, I feel like.
Mm.
Right? And Peeta is, like, has more issues and is grungy.
You know what's funny? Because Peeta... I hope PETA fans don't come for me. But when I read the book, and PETA was the baker boy, in my head I was like, oh, he's soft like bread.
No, I know. Me?
Weak.
I know. I didn't like PETA.
Yeah, we were Team Gale.
Yeah, 100%. The movies changed that.
Yeah. So, yeah, I think that's a good point. Not committing too much. We have bad luck when love triangles become involved.
Yeah, because we want the sweet guy. Yeah. You never end up with them. You've been fooled again, Amy. Don't let it take you.
Right? Thanks for stopping me before too far.
Amy's like, they're endgame. They may be. I'm not sure, but I think when she goes on a quest to help another boy... That is pure right there. She doesn't end up with this guy from the first book. But I don't know. I really want to read the second one. You don't
You
want
let
to.
Me know how that goes.
Oh.
Because...
Did it make you want to read it?
I feel like...
You're satisfied.
I'm satisfied.
Okay.
You know? Which is a separate story, because I have to tell you, I have been reading a lot of books that are the beginning of the series. And I no longer feel like I want to read the rest of them.
Oh, wow.
I'm a changed person.
That's impressive.
Separately. Lots of separatelys around here. I finished Tiger's Curse.
Did you like it?
It's really good.
It's really good,
it's
right?
Really
okay.
Good.
I'm glad you liked
so
it.
So good. That's why I'm bringing it up, because the guy is a sweet soul.
Mmm.
I'm not gonna be a sweet soul in the rest
yeah,
of the
world. Yeah. True.
I'm concerned now.
But I think that's cool that you read those two books, because I feel like they're pretty similar. Girl on a Quest, mm-hmm. and there's mythology aspects of it.
Mm-hmm. Different so. Cultures.
Different animals.
Yeah, animals.
It's pretty much very, very similar.
Actually, though. Yeah.
Why does that happen? Interesting. I'm glad you liked it, though.
Yeah.
Yay, that makes me really happy.
Yeah, I just looked at your bookshelf and I said...
The missing hole.
I was going to give it back, but I forgot.
Is it here?
Nope. It's in my house.
Well, it's a thought that counts.
Yes.
Oh, yay, I'm happy that you liked it.
Yes, so I've officially finished my Haley's Reading Library books.
Wow.
Just need to get them back to the library.
One by one.
I'll get here eventually, I promise.
No rush.
Yes, back on topic, sorry. Six Crimson Cranes.
Yes, yeah, so I want to read the second one, but I think I have to get it right now. If I put it on my TBR list, will never be read. It will sit there till the end of time. I have to read it consecutively.
Yes.
So maybe that's also why, maybe time, you're like, I don't have to read the sequel.
Mm.
Or you felt that way right when you finished
No, I felt that way right when I finished all of my books, actually. And then I tell myself that when I look back, I will say I will want to read the sequel.
Mm.
Perhaps.
Okay.
But you let me know. I want
to
know.
I will, if I get to it. You're right, because I feel like it might break my heart. And I'll be like, this is so dumb. But that's my thing about, like, any sequels to anything. I feel like I develop a strong attachment to the initial characters.
Oh, yes.
And even books where it's the same, like, universe or friend group or something, and it's just a different group of characters, I'm like, I don't care about them.
Yeah, I know! Me too! I feel so strongly about this. like, I am loyal to the main characters that the author provided for me in the first book. I don't care about the side characters.
I agree.
Yeah, which is why I think nowadays I've seen a lot of books where they expand the universe, show me all these characters that they told me were not important in the first book.
Yeah, I don't care.
Yeah,
but if I read them separately, if I read the first book and then years later I see the second book and I read the synopsis, I'm like, oh, that sounds good. Not even knowing I read the first book I read the second, that could happen.
Yeah, you know? Because that's as if it's the first book.
Yeah, exactly. I have to trick the brain into thinking it's the first book.
That's a good trick. I like that.
So basically, you're the author's nightmare. Because you will only read the first book, and you won't read any sequel, no matter what it's about.
I'll let you know when that changes. This is a recent pattern I have, because I just finished Caraval.
Oh, yeah?
And it's a trilogy.
Yeah,
and I'm just satisfied? I'm just like,
Did you like it?
I did like it. 4 stars.
Wow, so you're on a good reading kick, then.
I am.
That's good. I hope that continues for you.
I hope so, too.
I might have just jinxed it.
But I wanted to ask you about the book, also.
Okay, that's good.
How did you feel about the stepmother?
So I cried.
The whole plot twist with everything.
Yeah. I cried. I mean, they were clearly leading up to it.
Yeah.
So it wasn't really that much of a surprise.
Yeah.
Did you cry?
I didn't cry. It's been a while since... the last time I cried for a book was Tomorrow and Tomorrow and Tomorrow.
Did you read this one before that one?
No, I read this after.
Okay, and you didn't cry.
I didn't cry.
Here's the thing about me. I will cry about any little thing ever. No, I cried.
Yeah.
It was really sad. She died.
It was sad. And it was sad that she wasn't pure evil. No, like, sad the fact that you learned that she wasn't pure evil. Not like, I wish she was pure evil.
Yeah.
You know?
But she was just protecting her.
Yeah. The author made it when she wrote it. It really gave us glimpses that the mother was not pure evil, but then when she cursed them, I was really confused. And then, for me, I was shocked with the plot twist. I was like, oh my gosh!
Were you shocked?
Not like, ah!
Yeah.
But like, I wasn't thinking ahead in this book, let's just say.
But she did,
that.
Like, the main character alluded to it. She was like, oh, she could have killed us. She didn't kill us. I wonder why. And then when her memories started coming back, it was of her being protected. So the one that did get me is when she said that the main character's memories of her mom was actually memories with her stepmom.
Oh, yeah.
That got me. That's what made me cry. Because I was like, that's so sad. So that song that she sings when she's cooking, it's really...
her stepmom.
Yeah. And I was like, okay, that's really sad. Because, you know, she made her forget all their good memories together.
Yeah. To protect her.
Yeah.
At least she'll always remember her stepmother. Also, for her curse... I have a lot of questions. For her curse, you know how she has a bowl on her head?
Mm-hmm.
And she could see?
Mm-hmm. No, literally. I wish the cover shows you what she looks like. Because for me, that makes no sense.
Yeah, how can you...
And people...
accept...
Like, I understand why people think, oh, she's a demon because she has a bowl on her head. Because now... I'm like, how are people so calm about this? It's
right?
Like, you have a bowl on your head.
How do you see you?
Yeah, that's really weird. I agree.
Yes.
But, yeah, just the fact that it protected her a lot. And I'm like, very convenient that you just had this bowl on your head that would protect you from swords and such. And I'm also just like, do you feel it on your head?
Right? Or is it just there? Like, is it transparent on all sides? Or is it just... her eyes that she can see? Like, does she have peripherals?
I think so. I think for her, she can see whatever, like, it's not on her head.
Mm-hmm. But when she looks in the mirror, there's the bowl.
It's there, yeah. But yeah, it is really interesting when the main character falls in love with this girl who cannot speak.
Yeah.
So...
he's just talking, it shows how pure his soul is.
But in real life...
Is he falling in love with himself?
Yeah. You're falling in love with someone that's not really who she is, kind of thing.
But he said he knew it was her. He just knew from his heart.
How does he fall in love with this girl is what I don't understand. You met her at the inn, and she makes you soup. You guys don't really interact really that much, but you're nice to her. I cannot fathom.
Maybe his love language is not words. His love language is acts of service, and she did a lot of servicing.
Don't say it like that. Are you okay? That was the loudest thunk. Did you? Amy just hit her head on the trash can. I'm sorry.
She helped him a lot. With
her hands. Stop. Okay, because I think the real thing is that he fell in love with her soup. Because at the same time, I think what I realize I'm picturing is, you know, the girl from Spirited Away?
Yeah.
That's
with
what
a,
she...
with a bowl on her head.
Yeah, but with a bowl on her head.
Oh, yeah, me too. But you know what? I actually imagine her hair... like the guy from Spirited Away. Like
the- yeah.
Cut like that.
No, literally. It's a bowl. If, yeah. Literally, me too.
Yeah.
It's a bowl.
That's a bowl of what? Bowl cut.
So,
that's cool how we're imagining these people.
We're together on this.
Yes. So he fell in love with her soup. But, and then they had moments he was like, please tell me your name. But in silence. So yeah, now that you're saying that, in a way, he could just be falling in love with what he's projecting. Because he's basically just assuming everything that she's saying.
Yeah. You can't see her eyes. Also, you know, so in the sense of when you, like, I feel like when you non-verbally communicate with mm-hmm. someone, you read their eyes and their facial expressions, but if you have a bowl covering most of your face, that makes it even harder. So...
he doesn't need facial expressions. He has the hands.
Yeah, you're right. She shows her personality that way.
Did you like her interactions with the dragon more?
No, we didn't really get to see... I liked him.
He taught her how to use magic.
Yeah, kind of, but she couldn't even use it. That's the thing, is that in this book, she doesn't really use her
You're
magic.
You're right. He left her too soon.
Yeah, so maybe in the second book, she is more magic related, but this wasn't really about that.
It's fantasy, it's magic, but she doesn't have magic. She's just in the world of magic.
Yeah.
With her curse.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think, like, is there any other... Yeah.
Do you have any other notes?
I wrote the cliffhanger... is that she needs to return the pearl when I wanted it to be wrapped up. But that's all I had. I thought it was a solid book. Great pacing. It was in first person. Okay. And I don't usually read books that are first person.
Oh, interesting.
Because you get what's in their mind a lot. Yeah. Which is funny because this can't not be in first person.
Yeah.
Because... we're in her mind, basically.
The whole time. Do you specifically not read books in first person? Or it just kind of happens like that?
Okay. It happens. I don't check.
Okay. Interesting. Yeah. But when you read, you do notice. You're like, this is in first person.
Yeah, I'm like, I'm in their head. Am I getting annoyed yet?
Well, that's good that you weren't annoyed.
Yeah, I wasn't.
I do think the whole thing about the demons being locked in the mountain kind of confused me.
Yeah, at the end.
Yeah, that I was like, okay, so as a sorcerer, if you break your vow or something, you become a demon, and then the mountain sucks you into it mm-hmm. and just chains you in the mountain.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's basically all these demons, which are sorcerers, turned demons.
Chained in the mountain.
Chained in the mountain.
Mm-hmm.
But there are sorcerers that exist in the world.
Mm-hmm.
Who just haven't become demons yet.
And some of them control demons, right?
Yeah, like the guy. So, just in the sense of the whole backstory that the gods got rid of the magic on that island was kind of confusing to me. Like, yes. Why?
Mm-hmm. I feel like we'll learn in the next book.
Yeah, I do feel like there were a lot of things kind of missing that right. I just kind of glossed over because I was like, whatever, mm-hmm. You're more interested in the story than you are about the backstory of
right.
it. But, you know, you don't really, like, learn that much about her father
mm-hmm.
or the kingdom.
Mm-hmm.
It was, like, just a nice, lighthearted read.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, looking back at it, I think that, kind of what I said earlier, the main character drives the story, and so I felt really focused on what she was doing as opposed to the entire world that they were building. It was well-paced. I think that she, just from her being at home, right, and then she meets the dragon, and then she gets cursed and whisked away, and so there's always a goal, and no matter where she is, there is always a mini bad guy, per se. Like, someone who she, in the inn, it was the lady who was her boss. And then in the castle, there was that other girl, right? Who was she? Like, a cousin? A neighbor? A friend?
Like, a neighboring princess?
Yeah. So there was always something to keep you going. So I didn't feel the need to really soak in the rest of the information.
Yeah. No, this was really, really good in the sense that it looks big-ish.
Yeah.
But it was really, really easy to get through.
Yeah.
I was like, nice. I think that was a good reprieve out of some of the books that I've read.
Yeah. So if anyone's looking for a palate cleanser with nice reading, you don't want the whole fantasy world building, good pacing,
mm-hmm.
great main character, fun, great side characters. Do you like her little crane?
Mm-hmm.
Kiki.
I get it that it's in, like, it has magic in it, but how does going into the water not ruin the paper? Also, I thought that, okay, this is how I thought the book was gonna end, actually.
Tell me.
Because you know how at the beginning, or you sort of find out that she has to say her stepmother's real name to release her brothers, but if she says words, her brothers will die.
Yeah.
And so she's like, someone will have to die when I say his name. So I thought what was going to happen is at the end of the book, she'll have made 1,000 cranes and she gets a wish. And I thought she was going to make a wish to break the curse more. That it was going to be like, oh my gosh, that she doesn't know she did 1,000, but she did 1,000. And the world knows that she did 1,000, so when she's, like, laying in bed or whatever, just like, I wish that I could break this curse without having to kill my brother, and then it just happens. And she's like, whoa, what happened? And it's like, because you made 1,000 cranes.
Wow.
That's how I thought it would end.
That would have been really good, because that would tie into the beginning.
Yeah, and then her stepmother doesn't have to die,
mm-hmm.
So I was like, oh, that's not what happens.
No, her mother had a pearl in her, and now she has to return it. I like that ending. You should submit that ending to some book forum.
Okay, alternate ending.
Yeah!
I am curious, though, who the pearl was from. I have to know the story. Where did it come from? Also, just, oh my gosh, her stepmother's story is so sad.
Yeah.
That she was like, oh, it was ugly. And then when my sister died, this pearl gave me my sister's face.
Yeah.
And she was like, I hated seeing it every day. And I was like, oof.
That's really sad.
No, yeah. That was the best part. I was like, whoa, something really intense.
Especially since everything about her stepmother was so mysterious in the beginning, right, building up to it. And then you kind of look back like, oh, that's why she wasn't more outgoing and out there with the people and mm-hmm. all of that. She's to herself. With her snakes.
All right. That's that. It was a good read, good recommendation.
Yeah.
I really liked it.
And we're really close on our rating again.
Yeah.
We have become more aligned. Our next book is going to be The Dead Romantics. So if you want to get ahead, readers out there, then read The Dead Romantics by Ashley Poston.
I was thinking Poston.
Oh, that Poston. Poston.
Ashley Poston.
Yes. Haley is in the middle of finishing the book.
Yes, I'm halfway through it.
And I'm very excited because we are back to the romance books.
Yeah, this one was, it was a, I'm halfway through it, and I was kind of struggling, and then I stopped to read Six Crimson Cranes, so I might be back at it.
Excellent.
Excellent!
I wish you good luck on your read.
Thank you. Okay. I don't know where my phone is. Where did we put our phones, Amy?
I have my phone.
Okay. So, for news, is that Noah Kahan just released additional songs to his album that I recommended many, many podcasts ago, and it's really good.
Ooh.
I don't have a favorite.
You don't have a favorite.
Because they're all just so good. But if I had to pick one that I think a lot of people would like, it would be Dial Drunk. That one's, like, poppy, and I think is, like, overall what people would like, but...
You like all of them.
Yes. I like all of them. I like No Complaints, and I like You're Gonna Go Far, and I like Call Your Mom. Anyways, his album, We'll All Be Here Forever. So, that's my recommendation.
That's wonderful! I'm excited. I always love it when artists release extra music.
It was highly requested, and he was like, okay, guys.
My song for today is Rose Colored Lenses by Miley Cyrus.
Oh.
Perhaps this is in the theme of Six Crimson Cranes because crimson and roses. And she had a bowl hat covering her eyes, and those were her lenses. There we go.
I believe it. That's great. Okay. I hope everyone has a great week.
Yes. We'll see you next week.
Bye.
Bye.